We had a good start, came out hard, and last game we felt like we played okay, but wanted to come out with a better effort tonight. And I thought we played, for the most part, 60 minutes. There was a few shifts. It's going to happen in any game where we gave them some momentum, but other than a little bit in our second period, I liked our game.
Just tell me a little bit about your goal. Were you surprised it went in?
Yeah, I think they ended up crediting it to Fraz. I think it went off the pants of someone, and hit the back wall and went in. And sometimes those are the bounces you get, and those are awesome, especially early on in the game, to get one like that.
Tell me a little bit about your game heading into this one. Are you comfortable where things are at this point in the season?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you're ever 100% comfortable. I think I'm always trying to get better and improve. I think over the course of this year, my game's come a long ways. And, the last few games, I thought that I've been kind of building in some areas and made a couple of mistakes. But, just learning. I think my game's really coming along, and the coaching staff's been great with me. And, I'm not comfortable with where I'm at. I still want to continue to get better every day and improve my game, but I'm happy with the way it's been coming along.
Thanks, Josh. I know it's all about team success, and obviously you guys had a big win today, but how nice was it for you to get 4 points on the board today?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you can have a big offensive night but have it along with a win, that's what's most exciting. And for me, obviously, one goes off Fraz's pants, the back wall, and you get an assist that way, and that's always a nice gift. But it was nice tonight, but most of all to finish off with a big win and 3 out of 4 points here against Chicago to finish off our homestand.
Seems like you're doing a really good job lately of getting pucks through the net. Is that something you've been working a lot at?
Been working a ton at it. The first Texas game, I actually had probably 3 or 4 shots blocked, and I kind of just went back to the drawing board, so to speak, and really worked on it in practice. Our whole team did defensively after practice, and just getting quick shots through and kind of knowing what you're doing with it before you get the puck. And tonight I was able to get a few through, and I guess that resulted in 2 goals. But sometimes the quicker shot that just gets through is better than the big blasting slap shot.
And you had 2 power play points tonight. It looks like you guys are, as a group, starting to feel a lot more comfortable out there.
Yeah, I mean, overall, I think our power play at home this year has been really, really quite good. It's been getting a lot better, and obviously we're not where we want to be completely yet, but last game we had power play goals. Tonight we had another few, and obviously special teams is a huge part of the game. I think games this year where we've had good special teams, PK and power play, have been games where usually we come out on top, so it's been nice to get that going. Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, to be the players handed out, whoever had the jacket the last time picks the next guy. So anytime you can get that sort of recognition from your teammates and have your teammate hand that off to you, it means so much. It's a special feeling to have. And I guess tonight there was obviously Helly was great in that, and other guys had some big nights. So there's always multiple deserving guys, but it's definitely special to be able to get in and wear it around the room.
Josh, what can you say about the crowds? Because, I mean, you guys had 9,000 yesterday, you had 10,000 today. How does that make you feel as a team?
It's awesome. I mean, first of all, we get to play here in an NHL arena on NHL ice, in an NHL dressing room, really. And not only that, but then you get to go out there and have that kind of support from the fans, 9,000, 10,000 people there. Obviously, the last few games, the upper bowl has been opened up a little bit, and it makes it so much fun. I mean, everyone there on the team loves to play in front of a full house, and fans here in Winnipeg are really passionate about the game. They really get behind the team, and they're a loud crowd. So, I mean, it makes it more fun, especially, scoring goals or, big defensive plays, saves, hits, whatever it is. It's a lot of fun to play here, and it's awesome. I mean, to play, like I said, on that ice is a privilege.
What about the retro game? Yesterday I asked Chase DeLeo about it, and he made me feel old. He said it was his dad's kind of music. What did you think of that whole atmosphere and the music as well?
Yeah, I mean, first off, I love the jerseys. I remember playing minor hockey, and in the spring and summer we'd play against the Junior Moose and teams like that from Winnipeg here, and and we used to play against teams with those moose jerseys, and I always thought they were pretty sharp uniforms, so that was special. And then the whole night was great. I mean, from the Jumbotron being in the old kind of pixel font, and I guess, and you know, the retro music. I didn't see it, obviously, the stuff that I'm not paying attention to, a lot of the stuff going on for in-game activities, but you know, from what I heard from some family in the crowd, they said it was awesome. So yeah, it was a fun night. I mean, everyone always looks forward to those type of nights, those special jersey nights, and the uniform looked great, and all we needed was one more goal to make it perfect.